Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Culling cows can be a critical component of drought mitigation planning, reducing animal units to better meet pasture productivity hindered by limited moisture. Strategic culling means prioritizing which cows contribute and enhance herd profitability and which ones fail to carry their weight. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo.
That first begins with looking at your open cows. You know, those cows are non-productive. They're not going to be generating any income without having a calf. And so those should really be the first to go. And then after that, looking at any, you know, poor performers, some that might have some structural issues, disposition issues.
Culling less productive cows not only reduces forage needs, but it can enhance herd efficiency while shaping the factory for future profitability. Culling decisions can be difficult, says Ricardo, but establishing predetermined criteria can help simplify the process and reduce emotional bias. She says the goal should be retaining only those females which contribute.
So there's her normal maintenance costs. What does it take to get that cow through the year? And that includes things like labor, feed, infrastructure, etc. But then we also need to factor in opportunity costs. And so especially when it comes to an open cow, right now when calf prices are so high, that can really drastically put a dent in our profitability.
In today's cattle market, thoughtful culling decisions can provide a dual benefit, generating immediate income from strong cull cow prices while reducing the number of animals to feed during periods of drought. Ultimately, strategic culling strengthens both short-term cash flow and the long-term resilience of the cow-calf enterprise. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.